justice and the hoarder of a vast fortune. Such are the anomalies of his life. A life that brought Rome out of the crumbling republic to the threshold of her great empire. A life of intrigue and political maneuvering. A life of conquest and reconciliation. A life that changed the face of the world. The world that Julius Caesar was born into on July the 13th, 100 BCE, was a world that was rapidly changing. The Rome of legend, founded by the twins Romulus and Remus, had evolved in history. At first a tiny city-state, struggling for its existence, it had slowly extended its borders and its dominions, taking in most of Italy and Cisalpine Gaul, now northern Italy, parts of Greece, and the ancient city of Carthage in North Africa. Since the expulsion of the last of her kings, Tarquin the Proud, Rome had remained a republic. The political groupings, which had always been loosely organized around the families of patricians, nobles, or knights, were now crystallizing into two broadly opposed factions, the Optimates and the Populares.
The Optimates, the best people, were conservatively inclined and supported the Senate. The Populares were the people's men, and favored long overdue land and law reforms. They were not proletarians, but noble members of the Senate, like the Optimates. But to advance their ends, they were not averse to appealing to the Assembly for support and bypassing the Senate's authority.
Antagonism between the Optimates and the Populares continued, aggravated by the personal rivalry between Marius and Cornelius Sulla, an aristocrat, elected consul in 88 BC. At length, Sulla did what no Roman in history had ever done. He marched his army on Rome itself and took military possession of the city. The defeated Marius fled to Africa. Sulla was now firmly in control. Such was the Rome in which Julius Caesar grew up. His family was both noble and patrician. His father had, of course, pursued a political career, though not a very successful one, for the Julii family lacked the great wealth that was necessary to achieve great power. Before Sulla's victory, such hopes as they had were based on their connections with the Populares. Julius's aunt Julia was Marius's wife, after all, and Julius himself married Cornelia, the daughter of Marius's successor, Cinna. But when Cinna was murdered and Sulla became dictator, these connections proved an embarrassment. And on top of this, Julius's father had died after taking a morning stroll, and from the age of 15 in his family life, Julius was a man alone, with women all around him. His widowed mother, Aurelia, his two sisters, his aunt Julia, Marius's widow, his fatherless wife, and from 83 BC, his baby daughter, Julia. Women were always, and not surprisingly, to play a large part in his life. But 15 is an early age at which to assume responsibility for a family, and one with bad connections. Advisors counseled the young Caesar to apply for the post of priest of Jupiter, thus immunizing him from his political associations. But Sulla refused to sanction this appointment, and Caesar was perforce pulled into the political arena. Far from granting him the priesthood, Sulla wanted to offer him his political sponsorship. The price was for Caesar to divorce Cornelia and to marry into a family of confirmed Optimate sympathies. But Caesar had married Cornelia by the ancient comparatio system, under which divorce was a severe impropriety. Besides, he loved his wife, and was perhaps looking beyond Sulla. He refused the offer, and found himself deprived not only of the priesthood, but also of Cornelia's dowry. He was then summoned before Sulla. A Roman historian wrote,
Caesar was a good-looking youth, tall, fair, thin, with rather a full face and sharp black eyes. But Sulla disapproved of his unorthodox clothing. He wore a loose belt and affected fringed sleeves reaching down to his wrists, and he paid too much attention to his personal appearance. His hair was meticulously arranged, and he was seen adjusting his parting with one finger.
Sulla was not pleased, although he may have been impressed at Caesar's courage.